This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran says it will start enriching uranium to 60% purity, a move closer to the 90% needed for a nuclear bomb, after accusing Israel of sabotaging a key nuclear facility. Iran also announcing Tuesday it will activate 1,000 advanced centrifuge machines at Natanz, the nuclear plant hit by an explosion on Sunday that Tehran blames on Israel. It comes before talks resume in Vienna, aimed at reviving Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers after former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it 3 years ago, an accord Israel opposes. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki calls Iran's announcement provocative and says the Biden administration is concerned, raising questions over Tehran's seriousness over nuclear talks. Last week, Iran and the global powers held what they described as constructive talks to salvage the 2015 deal, which has unraveled as Iran has breached its limits on uranium enrichment since Trump reimposed harsh sanctions on Tehran. U.S. federal health agencies recommend pausing the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for at least a few days after six women under age 50 developed rare blood clots after receiving the shot. Johnson & Johnson says it will delay rollout of the vaccine to Europe a week after regulators there said they were reviewing rare blood clots in four recipients of the shot in the U.S. The head of the United States Food and Drug Administration says the agency expects the pause to be a matter of days and is aimed at providing information to healthcare providers on how to diagnose and treat the clots. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is